Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pierce and Jane Howard, two of our favorite folks here on the Small Business Advocate Show, are with us. They're the co-authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Also, another one that is part of that series, The Owner's Manual for Personality from 12 to 22. Pierce's book, The Owner's Manual for the Brain, is now out in its 169th edition or something like that, right, Pierce?
Fourth edition.
But it's a monster, folks. It's an amazing work, award-winning book. And what else have I missed, Jane?
Well, he's been writing these editions of this book since the early 1990s.
Yep.
And so he updates it. He gives research findings and easy-to-understand language. And then he says, okay, so what? If we know this about how our brains work, how does that affect our daily lives? A few minutes ago, we were discussing sleep. So that's an extremely important area, especially for a small business owner. We work harder as small business owners than we ever worked for someone else. And so oftentimes what gets short shrift will be the sleep that we get for ourselves each night.
Well, and the things that you were talking about, we were talking about the last segment, is not just about sleep, but it's also about loss of productivity and performance, right?
Absolutely.
So what else do we need to know about this?
Well, just to finish before the break, I mentioned that there were three ways to replenish the negative ions in your life.
Mm-hmm.
One was to install something in your air handling system centrally. The other one is you got a room ion generator, negative ion generator. But the third way is just to open the darn window and let some fresh air in. Or go for a walk every couple of hours. Just get out of the building and walk around the building or walk around the block and get your get the oxygen content of your blood back.
So you're saying that just being outside has plenty of helpful ions.
Yes, and in fact, unless it's smoky, of course.
Right.
But the places in the world that have the most intense concentration of negative ions are places where there is rapidly moving water, like a waterfall or rapids.
So it's not just the fact that humans need water to survive that attracts us to water.
Exactly.
It's primordial, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, one of the phenomena that many people report is that when you take a shower, you get inspiration. Well, one of the reasons is, again, you're being bombarded with negative ions, and it creates a sense of arousal in your brain because of that rush of oxygen.
I did not know that, but I do. But I do talk about this all the time. I tell people to make themselves available to creative ideas when they wake up in the morning. For there's another reason for that, and that you guys know very well. That's the right side of your brain wakes up before the left side of your brain does.
And so the
creative side wakes up and says, "Hey, we might be able to pull this off." As you're in the shower, getting bombarded for these. I didn't realize it was a double advantage there.
Sure. Yeah.
And then 45 minutes later, the left side of your brain wakes up and says, "You can't do that."
Well, now there's a corollary to the negative ion, and that has to do with natural sunlight in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Natural sunlight is so important for alertness. Just a little bit about the chemistry and the physics of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
The chemistry of sleep is associated with a chemical called melatonin. It's called a sleep neurotransmitter. And it is created and it is released by the pineal gland. And the pineal gland, when it gets dark at night, the pineal gland starts releasing melatonin. And then you ultimately feel sleepy and go to sleep. In the morning when the sun comes up, the sun tells the pineal gland to stop producing melatonin. And then once the sun comes up, you gradually feel more alert. So
it's the reason why before you go to bed at night, if you're trying to go to sleep, turn the lights off.
Well, exactly. Or at least try to make them dimmer. And the melatonin is a metabolite of dairy products. Mm. And so the old wives' tale of have a glass of warm milk. In fact, warm milk is better than cold milk because warm milk will metabolize more quickly.
Right. Unless you have acid reflux, right?
Yeah, that's right. But any dairy product, ice cream, cheese, yogurt, milk, all would be good.
Right.
A couple of hours before you want to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But not just before you go to sleep because it takes a couple of hours to metabolize.
Mm-hmm.
So the melatonin that shuts down when the sun comes up, if you're waking up before sunrise, it makes it all the harder to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is recommended if you have to wake up in the dark or if you work in a room during the day that does not have access to natural sunlight, it is recommended that you buy a lamp for the room that you wake up in or that you work in during the day that has what's called a color rendering index, a CRI, of 90 or higher. A color rendering
index. Simulates sunlight.
It simulates sunlight. And anything less than 90 is going to be missing at least the blue part of the spectrum. And you're going to feel less alert. You're going to feel drowsy.
Jane, I need your website, please.
We're at www.centax.com. And Centax is spelled C-E-N-T-A-C-S. Stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
You can find all their books and all the work there. The books are available wherever books are sold. Pierce and Jane Howard. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.